سيف إلا ذو الفقار.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today in tradition number 60, we want to reflect on the topic of the one who is truly fasting. Now obviously fasting is an act that is normally associated with the month of Ramadan. But we know as Muslims that we can fast any time of the year. There's no specific days that we need to be fasting other than Ramadan, obviously. And we know that there are certain days which are prohibited to fast, like the days of Eid. Certain days where it is better not to fast, like the day of Ashura. And so we understand that fasting is obviously set in certain ways like this. But the question comes that what is the true meaning of fasting? What does it mean to fast? You know, when we traditionally try to explain fasting to our non-Muslim friends, our colleagues at work, our friends at school maybe, people in the media, we tend to explain fasting as keeping away from food and drink from the first break of dawn until the time of the evening prayer, till the time of Maghrib. And that's a very generic, very generic definition, but it's also very incomplete actually. Fasting actually is much more than just no food, no drink from, you know, morning till night, as we try to define it to people. What is really fasting then, if you want to know? Well, let us look at the tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, and then we'll come back and briefly analyze what true fasting entails within the teachings of Islam. The Commander of the Faithful has been quoted as saying the following statement: "The fasting of the body is in keeping away from nourishment, food and drink, and all other things which are prohibited to be done while fasting, by one's own choice, out of fear of a punishment from God, and out of a desire for a reward from God and recompense. And fasting of the soul is to keep the five senses away from all other forms of immorality, and to empty the heart from all of the means of evil and wickedness." In this tradition, the Commander of the Faithful points to a very important issue of the terms of fasting. Now again, obviously, if we want to understand this hadith, this tradition in the context of the month of Ramadan, no problem, because that is the main aspect or the main point, or the main time of fasting for the Muslim community. Without a doubt, the month of Ramadan is a month of blessings. It is a month which, as the Prophet of Islam would tell us, is a month of forgiveness of God. It is a month in which the Quran was revealed to the noble Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. It is a month in which involuntary actions such as breathing are a form of glorification and are rewarded by God as a form of glorification. It is a month in which our sleep is worship. It is a month in which our actions are accepted, our forgiveness is accepted by God, and it is a month in which the doors of heaven have been opened, and in which the devils, the despots, the satanic forces have been chained and kept aside. And so without a doubt, it is one of the most, it is really the best month, we can say, from that aspect, from the level of mercy, of forgiveness, of pardon, of blessings of God. Ramadan is all of this and much, much more. However, the question should remain, and this is something that we should, let our friends know when they ask us about fasting, that what is Ramadan all about? That we ensure that we give them a correct and a very detailed understanding of Ramadan. That as the Commander of the Faithful says in this tradition, that Ramadan is not just keeping away from food and drink. You know, I mean, if it was just that, it would be very, very easy. You know, sometimes we work 10, 12 hour shifts where we don't even have a time to maybe take a break for a glass of water. And so sometimes people may even find themselves involuntarily fasting. People of all religions fast, you know, sometimes for health issues, for detox, for many other reasons. So fasting in and of itself is not a great task to perform. But as the Commander of the Faithful shows us in this tradition, what is more important, what is of vital importance, is the fact that fasting should be an entire body experience. Our stomach is fasting. We're not eating, we're not drinking, we're not smoking. But our five senses should also be in a state of fasting. Our eyes should not be gawking at people of the opposite gender, should not be looking at things that we should not be looking at. Our ears should be in a state of fasting. We might be listening to music the forbidden music 11 months out of the year, at least Ramadan time comes, our fasting should mean that we don't listen to the forbidden music. I don't say go after the day of, you know, Eid and listen. No, we have to train ourselves to wean ourselves off of it. But Ramadan should be a time of purification of the entire essence of the person. Ears should not listen to the forbidden. We should not, you know, waste time listening to people gossip and spread rumors and backbite. Our tongue should be in a state of fasting. Not that we don't speak, no. I mean that we should not be speaking bad things, we should not be speaking, you know, curses, profanity, vile language. Our hands should be in a state of fasting, that maybe normally we are very aggressive, maybe we are involved in, you know, physical fights sometimes. Sometimes people are involved in, you know, spousal abuse or child abuse. Again, we never condone that in Ramadan or outside of Ramadan. It always is condemned in Islam, and people need to be taken to task for those kinds of actions, and even be taken to the law enforcement if they raise their hand against a family member. There's no justification for that in Islam. But in Ramadan, a bit more restraint is required. A bit more control of the body is required. A bit more self-preservation is required in the month of Ramadan. And obviously we realize from other traditions that have been reported from the Commander of the Faithful and other members of the family, that fasting is not only the stomach, not only the senses, but even our thought pattern, our brain, our intellect, our what we think about on a day-to-day basis in Ramadan should also be changing. You know, sometimes we don't commit the sin. We don't, for example, look at a person of the opposite gender who we're not allowed to look at. Maybe we won't perform an action to break our fast, for example, thinking about such an individual. But maybe a thought will run through our head while we're fasting that, you know, if I could only get that person, if only I could spend time with that person in an intimate fashion. Ramadan means that even our mind should be under control. What we think should be under control. That we don't even think bad thoughts in the month of Ramadan. Again, that doesn't mean outside Ramadan we think what we want. No. But Ramadan becomes a training ground, the 30-day training ground for the rest of the year. And so our entire body, from top to bottom, from head to toe, should be in a state of fasting, should be in a state of control, of self-restraint, of taming our passions, our passions, our egos, our desire, from keeping away from all of the things which God has asked us to stay away from in this 30-day period of the month of Ramadan. And as we close, we remind ourselves of a beautiful explanation that our scholars give to us, the scholars of spirituality, when they talk about fasting of Ramadan, they say that the people who fast are of three types. You have the general people who fast, a general fast, you have a special faster, and you have an extra special person who fasts. What does this mean? Basically, at the very first level, the general fasters are people like you and I, maybe the vast majority of the Muslim community, where we just keep away from the prohibited. We don't eat, we won't drink, we won't smoke, we won't have relationships with our spouse. All of those 9 or 10 things that our scholars relate in their books of jurisprudence. That's the basic level of fasting. The second level of the special fast is that where we control all of the things that I just mentioned, the 5 senses. We control our eyes, our ears, our mouth, our hands, our feet, where we go. That's the second level. And then the third level, which is at the pinnacle of fasting, is where our entire body, our thought, everything is in a state of fasting, where we don't even think about doing something bad or disobeying God in the month of Ramadan, where we keep away from everything and anything that may in any way tint and put a blemish on our fast of the month of Ramadan. And if we're able to get to that level, then definitely we will have attained the greatest level of fasting with the greatest reward and the greatest outcome in this world and the world to come. We close and we ask God to give us the ability to live according to the teachings of Ali and his family, and that we're able to implement all of their teachings in our day-to-day life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ali, 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 Ali.